Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce. My name is Jennifer Burns, and I'm calling because I have an unauthorized charge on my account for some subscription, and I will go get up and go to my financial institution to make sure that's reversed because I did not subscribe to whatever this is.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
It's 75243.
And I do thank you for that. And you said your first and last name was what, ma'am?
My first and last name is Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Burns, B-U-R-N-S.
Alrighty. For security purposes, Ms. Barnes, could you please verify your address?
It's 8406 Ellery Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75243.
I thank you for that, and give me 1 second to locate this account for you. Okay, Ms. Burns, I do see back on April the 16th, you
yes.
entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And
yes, but I didn't enter into a sweepstakes to subscribe to anything, so
yes,
I will have it reversed at my financial institution. Either you can work with me, cancel
thank
it,
you.
Because I wasn't aware of what I did look at that, but I did not sign up for a subscription.
Yes,
so
ma'am. In the terms and conditions, it does state that you will be entered into a monthly subscription to a meal planning app. I can easily get you canceled out of this, but it was
Yes, ma'am.
It was in the terms and conditions where you enter into that sweepstakes. It automatically
automatically. That's what
yes,
I'm saying.
Ma'am.
That's why I don't open stuff. And that was my mistake, but I did not sign up for that.
All right, give me 1 second. I can get you canceled.
Thank you.
All righty,
Ms. Burns.
I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. You can't be billed anything on this account because the cancellation takes effect immediately. I have the cancellation number for you.
I want all the charges reversed. I'm not paying for something I didn't sign up for, and my bank will take care of it. So it doesn't matter if you do it or not. It's going to be reversed. So no more charges. Never should have been any charges. So I'm just letting y'all know I will be going up to have it reversed at my bank because I didn't sign up. That's unauthorized usage is what y'all are doing, and I will report it.
Ma'am, it's stated in the terms and conditions, and we
don't
do that.
I don't care what it stated. That's trickery. So it can be tricked right on back to my account.
Well, we did a one-time courtesy refund. Excuse me. It will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. I have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, I would.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, cancellation number, and it is?
It is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh. 920-583-107. Okay, C as in cat, 920-583-107.
That is correct.
And you say you're Joyce?
That's correct. J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Joyce.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
And the name of your company is what, Life?
No, we are a third-party call center. We assist companies.
Uh-huh. And this company, I see something about Life Hub or something like that.
That's
I just wanted
vendor's merchant's name that product is shipped under.
Yeah, what's the merchant? That's what I'm saying. I don't even really know the merchant's name. I just saw it on my account because I looked at a mixer. Don't mean I want to subscribe. I'm like, But I'll get it off my, I'll go on my account and look up the name.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Joy. So
you're
that,
more than...
Can you tell me the total of that refund?
It will be the total that you will be of $59.89.
Okay. All right, thank you, Ms. Joyce. Have a good day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.